At most art exhibits, you can look at paintings, photos, sculptures, or other visual displays. But it's generally just that, visual. A new show at the Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts, though, adds another sense, hearing.
I'm really interested in the idea of how much art can communicate without words. And both visual art and sound art do this. And I was just looking for a really rich experience for our visitors. And I thought, what would happen if the visual art was interpreted by sound artists so they could see not one but two interpretations at the same time? And I just thought that that might be a really interesting experience for them. And they'd be able to take away more from the work, viewing it that way.
That's Laura Hales, curator of learning and innovation at Scottsdale Arts. The result is the exhibit called I Hear What You're Seeing. In it, seven visual works done by local artists are interpreted by six grad students at ASU's Herberger Institute of Design and the Arts. Basically, Hales says she paired visual artists with sound artists to create a kind of soundtrack for each visual piece. She says this isn't the only exhibit that combines visual and sound art, but that this one is unique in the number of both pieces and artists involved. I met up with her recently at the exhibit, along with a couple of the artists in the show, and I asked Hales what she was looking for in the visual art that she thought would lead to a good sound pairing.
Well, I guess everybody would be different when they're trying to do that, but in my mind, I was looking for a couple of different things. Artwork can kind of speak to me in a lot of ways. This piece right here, which I know you can't see, but it has very bright colors and it's very large and it has this visual impact on you. But it also, if you look closely at it, you see organs of the human body in the background, along with the bright solid shapes that pop out. It looks like fireworks in somebody's stomach, actually, because because of the bright colors and the internal organs at the same time. There's going to be sound associated with that. When that happens, it's kind of like the big bang of, I don't know.
You expect something loud and kind of out there.
It's got a lot of color. It's got, loud noises associated with it, and also probably bodily noises associated with it. And then you look here at this piece, which is actually five different small pastels. And this actually tells a true story in five stages. In fact, the title of the piece is The $8 Million Gender Reveal Party Gone Bad in Five Acts. And this is about a true story where a man set fire to many, many acres, which was an $8 million fire. And it shows the fire just starting all the way through to the absolute moonscape that it left behind. So I thought that definitely told a story that music could really enhance.
Well, so it sounds like you had kind of an idea in your head of what the sound might sound like when the sound artist got a hold of the works. Were you surprised by what you heard? Did it kind of match up? Did others hear the visual pieces the way that you did?
In some cases, yes. In some cases, no. So I was very careful to just, step back, and I just wanted the sound artist to have full reign of what they wanted to do. And some were surprising to me, but others, I thought, wow, that's exactly what I was hearing when I looked at the piece.
What do you hope that people who come to see this take away from it?
I hope they have a new appreciation of art in general, whether they're, people have different learning styles. Some people learn from audio, some people learn from visual, and this combines the two. So I'm just hoping that it appeals to a lot of people, and that it helps them look at art and hear sound in a different way than they have before.
That's Laura Hales, curator of learning and innovation at Scottsdale Arts. Right by the door of the gallery, as you walk in, is a large painting. It's called Or So I'm Told, But How Would You Fake It? And was done by Phoenix artist Cam DeCausson.
So what it is, it's kind of a suburban, I call them suburban landscapes, And they typically depict like a mid-century kind of a home, in this case, a brick house with an illuminated Airstream trailer with a woman off to the side kind of entering into the home.
And next to DeCaussin's piece is a pair of headphones playing sound artist Shomit Barua's interpretation of the painting called Mermaid Soup is a Bowl of Melted Ice Cream. Standing and looking at the painting, I asked Barua what he thought about when he first saw it.
Well, the first time I saw it was as a little image, as on a PDF. And so when I saw it, I thought it was a photograph. When I got to visit Cam's studio, I saw the painting firsthand, and the first thing was the scale of it, where it was really large. And one of the first things that I noticed, of course, is the color. There's some really unique colors going on in the tiles of the roof and in the sky. And so those were some of the questions that I had for Cam, is like, why these colors? And that's when he started to go into the transitioning of day to night, the changing light, and those are some of the things that I try to reflect in the piece.
How much of the story of it did you want to know before you composed the music?
It was less about the story and more about the tone. Some of the questions that I asked him revolved around, like, where are some of the motifs that reoccurring in his paintings. I got to see a couple other ones and saw there were similarities between them. I'm really drawn to suburban Gothic, and so, you know, that was like a point of entry for a line of questioning. And at one point I asked him, like, what do you listen to when you paint? Because that's pretty common, right? And he mentioned the soundtrack from Twin Peaks, and Angelo Badalamenti is one of my influences as well. And so yeah, that was common ground that we shared.
Cam, had you ever thought about putting your paintings to music before?
Loosely, just kind of in the back of my mind, like, because, you know, they do, because they're like very quiet scenes, so I feel like even just noise, not necessarily music, like a soundtrack per se, but just this, like, they just seem like they're almost just like a still moment, and they just call for just a little bit of atmosphere, and like sound definitely would give that feeling and set a different tone than just pure visual alone.
So did you have an idea in your head then when you knew that you were going to be part of this exhibition here? Did you have a sense in your head of what you were maybe hoping the soundtrack would sound like?
Not really. I didn't really want to steer him too much in a direction because, again, like, if you put too many parameters, all of a sudden, like, you lose some of that creative process. I mean, it can add elements, but I really wanted to see what he really saw in it, as opposed to me directing what, like, this is what I want you to show me or to let people hear. When I heard what he came up with, I was pleasantly pleased.
Show me, what was your process like? How did you come up with what you wanted this painting to sound like?
Well, I wanted to represent the tone in this painting, and so that was definitely something that, you know, I really saturated myself in. I had two computers open. One had his painting on it, and so I was staring at this for the majority of the time that I was composing this piece. And it was just a constant back and forth between the image and what I was hearing. And one thing you'll notice about this painting is there's a great deal of duality in it, again, going with that transition of light. And so in composing this piece, I wanted there to be both that sense of eeriness as well as a sense of solace and a sense of peace and calm. So you'll notice in the piece that it transitions in and out of those two motifs.
Cam, when you listen to the piece that Shomit came up with, do you see your painting differently?
I do, because it's you're seeing it through somebody else's eyes. You know, like, I get caught up on what I put into it, but it's kind of seeing it through, like I said, like new eyes, fresh eyes, a new perspective. And it also forced me to, like, my eyes go in different pathways because they're responding to the sounds. And so all of a sudden, like, I found myself, like, spending times in areas that I normally would just kind of gloss over more because they speak to me in a different way now.
And Shomit, you mentioned that you had the painting on your computer as you were composing, but seeing it up on the wall and hearing it in the gallery, do you hear your piece a little differently?
Yeah, definitely. I think the biggest difference is in the relationship of the scale of the two. When I was staring at the picture on the computer, it was really small and the sound was really took precedence. But in the actual piece, it fuses together in a much more cohesive manner.
Sound artist Shomit Barua and painter Cam DeCausson are among the artists showcased in the exhibit I Hear What You're Seeing. It'll be on display at the Center Space Gallery at the Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts through April 26th.